This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Dream big and save big on your next backyard project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our Crescent Edgers on sale now through April 12th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she kept seeing a thick white mist late at night. Was it connected to the nearby cemetery?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Call in your real ghost stories if you want to. We'd love to hear them. It's 855-853-4802. Or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could also become a premium subscriber. You'll get ad-free versions of the show. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can go through Apple Podcasts and do that, or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Husen. Kathy Gordon is here today. How's everything there in your town?
Well, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's hot, 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 hot.
We both live in Kansas, and there's this State of Kansas parody Facebook page. So it's the very end of September when we're recording this. And so every time I see the State of Kansas, I always think it is the State of Kansas posting this stuff. But it's just been hot. And it said, "Welcome to the 58th day of August." It's like, yeah. It feels like the 58th day of August. Like it's never
so weird.
Going to quit.
Like it used to be, I can remember with like, you know, September kind of hit and you could just kind of feel that little change. It might have still been warm for a little bit, but, you know, warm in the 80s maybe or 70s or something. Now it's just 95 still, and it doesn't feel anything. Like, I'm not getting that hint of a little chill in the air ever. Are you?
No, it's hot. Oh, times have changed with our weather around here.
Yeah, pretty quickly they have.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, it's the 58th day of August here.
Here we are.
So here is our first story. It says, "Hey there. First off, big fan of the show. Love that it's real people, real stories. None of that Hollywood glitz." Thank you.
We aren't very glitzy.
Kathy and
that
I try really
sure.
hard not to come across as Hollywood glitzy. Yeah,
no glitz here.
Anyways, I've got a paranormal story to share. Back in college, I was doing the late shift at a grocery store while I was living in Tennessee. I'd usually get back home around 11:30 or midnight, and it was always impossible to fall asleep. My parents' place was a bit out in the sticks, not too many neighbors and shouting distance. So I'd chill on the front porch, light up a few cigarettes after work. Life was good until summertime hit, and then things got weird. This thick white mist started pulling a disappearing act from across the field from my house. It would rise, make a stop near my place, and then it would kind of glide down the road. It lasted about 3 to 5 minutes, and then poof, it was gone. I know you're thinking southern summer, humidity, mist, but here's the kicker. It happened on dry days, with no rain kind of dry days. And every time that mist showed up out of nowhere, I'd get hit with anxiety and this sudden urge to hightail it out of there. So one night, feeling brave, I invited a friend over. This friend had a knack for talking to spirits and spotting them. I kept quiet about my misty situation, wanted to see their reaction. It wasn't an every night thing, more like twice a week. On the night my friend came over, the weather was calm and dry, no rain for days. We were on the porch, shooting the breeze and smoking, when I casually asked if they saw anything. They're like, yeah, there are spirits on the road just doing their ghostly stroll. Then she suddenly jolted back, wide-eyed, and I said, what's up? They're running, she said, and boom. The mist started doing its thing in the field. My friend's like, get inside. So we took off. I bugged her about what she saw, but she wouldn't say anything. It just was a mysterious negative vibe that I shouldn't mess with. I'm kind of with this person, though. I would want a little information. It's like, what? Why did we go inside? I watch this mysterious mist all the time.
Yeah, no, you got to tell me.
Yeah, I would want more information.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take no. It's just a mysterious negative vibe that shouldn't be messed with. I would want more information.
Well, exactly.
Now, maybe the next day, you know, if that's happened and your psychic friend's like, get inside. Maybe I'd wait till the next day and say, hey, can we have lunch? Like, what was that all about?
Yeah.
Fast.
Because I need to know because this happens at my house.
Yeah.
Twice a week.
Can we do anything about this? Like,
yeah.
I like hanging out and having cigarettes on my front porch late at night.
Exactly.
So fast forward a few weeks and I decided to play detective. That's quite brave. I went to the local cemetery where some of my family is, which happens to be the same direction the mist takes as it floats past my house. At the beginning of the plot, I'm assuming cemetery plot, there's this medium-sized evergreen tree that's been there forever. But then I noticed something was off. I spotted something white under its branches. I peered down and there was an old angelic statue, small enough to fit in your hands. I wondered if this tree was on top of a grave. So I asked my mom, who knows the groundskeeper. After some digging, he found out that the tree is on top of a grave, a really old one, maybe from the early 1900s. They yanked out the tree and bam, the mist stopped making its nightly cameo. After that, life went back to normal-ish. A few months later, I was hanging out with friends and we decided to swap paranormal stories. I told them about the mist and of course we decided to explore the field that night. I always thought maybe it was the creek across the field right at the base of the hill causing the mist, but when we got there, surprise, the creek's bone dry, and there was a whole bunch of random stuff, old furniture, farming gear, bed frames, and even a fridge thrown in there. Checked with the neighbors who know the creek, and they said it's been dry for years and couldn't have been the mist culprit. And that's my wild, misty adventure. Logan. So I don't know if, like, you know, it could be some weird, maybe another person to talk to instead of a psychic, a meteorologist.
Maybe that's an idea.
Maybe they might have an explanation for that.
There might be. There may be some explanation that's more scientific. I think you're right. I mean, I'm just wondering, because that, you know, you could have something, a barometric pressure change or something that's causing, you know, some water to come up or something. Though it does remind me of that old John, is it John Hughes that did Halloween, that movie? He did a movie called The Fog. And John, there's always that.
Yeah.
And there's always that creepiness with a fog or some sort of mist, right? That it does intrinsically feel creepy.
And, you know, living out here.
Driving and it's foggy.
Yeah, when you live in the middle of a state like Kansas or Tennessee, where there's a lot of rural area, you can on nights go through this really dense fog and then drive right out of it and then drive right into another dense fog and right out of it.
Exactly.
And I'm assuming there's lots of states that, you know, that's not anything special to us. But, you know, I just think the whole thing's a little bit weird. Mm-hmm. You know, one, Logan went to the cemetery and didn't notice this creek was dry. But then when we went back with friends, the creek was dry. But well, I don't think the angelic statue has anything to do with any of this.
I don't either.
Because my guess is they planted the tree by the gravesite because a lot of people plant trees when somebody dies. And so it might have just been this nice little thing they were doing. And then the tree got really big.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the psychic said that there's all these spirits. And then when the fog came up, then that's the spirits coming this way or whatever and get in the house or whatever. But that's a lot of spirits, not just one.
Yeah.
From the one tree
and
grave.
If you're sitting there and it's disturbed you enough to where you call your psychic friend and not your meteorologist, which you might. It's always good to have a meteorologist friend, somebody who's into this.
I agree.
I got a couple.
You know, find, yeah, and then have them come out to the house and tell, you know, sit there and see if they see anything, you know, that they could debunk this.
Because I just think it's weird that Logan would sit on the porch and watch this and be curious about it. And then the psychic's like, get inside. But Logan never picked up on the get inside part. It didn't ever feel threatening. Yeah. It didn't sound like. Mm-hmm. It was curiosity more than anything. Like, what is this fog that happens not every night, but some nights?
Before I jumped into paranormal on this, I'm like you. I would do some just meteorology sort of investigations.
Mm-hmm.
It could be just something atmospheric that's happening.
Yeah, I just don't know.
And if you can throw all that out, then we're talking maybe something, don't you think?
Yeah. Because, you know, is your friend who's a psychic a good psychic? Or is it one of those psychics that's just making shit up? Because we all have experiences with both of them.
True. That's true.
Okay, so moving on. We're going to go that one. Could be paranormal. Could be weather related.
Yeah.
So here's our next story. It says, hey there, I'm Jessica, and I grew up in a haunted house. My folks and my little brother all had their fair share of spooky encounters, so we were like a ghost-busting family or something. It all kicked off way back when I was in elementary school, and my brother was just a kindergartner. At bedtime, he would always bug Mom to close the closet door because he claimed a little girl would wake him up for playtime if it was left open. I get it, those closet doors. Usually, Mom just went with it, no questions asked. But one night, curiosity got the best of her, and she asked why. He said, when the door's open, the little girl wakes me up to play. Mom started shutting that door without a second thought. Good parenting, Mom.
Good for you. Yeah, don't act like there's nothing wrong. You know, don't act like he's just, you know, dreaming up things.
And then,
just shut the darn door.
Because maybe he is. Maybe it is his imagination. But if that helps a kid sleep better, great. We'll never leave the store open again.
Okay, right? Yep.
One night, Mom went to the bathroom, and she thought she had woken me up. What's wrong, Jess? She asked. Only it wasn't me. The girl disappeared when Mom turned around. Even years later, Mom would shake her head, saying, I don't know why I thought it was you. You never owned a nightgown like that before. So she saw a little girl in a nightgown. Dad had his own encounter fixing the sink in the basement. He felt a tug at his keys, thinking it was one of us. What's up, kiddo? He asked, but the tugs persisted. Do you need help? I'm a little busy. Can you go ask your mom for help? Finally, a tug nearly knocked him off balance. He turned around expecting to see one of us, but nope, just wet footprints leading to the stairs. Upstairs, my brother and I were hanging out with dry socks on, watching TV like nothing happened. The wet footprints creeps me out.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
My experience wasn't as pleasant as theirs. This happened when I was about 10 or 11. I had gotten into a fight with my mom and I was sent to my room. I was angry and truthfully was having a temper tantrum. I flopped onto my bed, still the bottom bunk, and reached for the current Harry Potter book I was working through, but I was too angry and put the book aside. And that's when I heard it. A soft whisper just inches from my ear. I couldn't make out what she said, but her soft voice only added fuel to my rage. I mentally pushed her away. Leave me alone! Then I was deafened by an uncountable number of whispers, male and female, young and old. I clapped my hands over my ears, but it was no use. Their whispers were overwhelming. I don't know how long it lasted. Terrifying experiences always feel like they last longer than they actually do. We tried digging into the house's history, but we didn't discover anything. If there was anything, Mom and Dad never told us. The consensus was that the little girl just wanted a playmate. Fast forward to my revelation about the whispering attack years ago. I might have been the sensitive one since I kept seeing things. Now I'm 28. My mom recently passed away June 5th. Her health had been up and down with so many complications. I knew she wasn't in the right frame of mind because once I asked her to tell me what she uses to make her chicken soup broth, she started listing the ingredients, but it wasn't before long that she simply was listing vegetables that came to mind. 3 days before she passed, we were talking about what she wanted to do when she got out of the hospital. I just want to sleep in my own bed, she said. Suddenly, she glanced at the corner of the room, shook her head, and looked at me. I just can't wait to stop seeing these damn shadows. I thought I misheard her, so I asked what she meant. These shadows, just out of the corner of my eyes. But when I look, they're gone. It's driving me crazy. I told my aunt, and she said maybe they were angels. But my mom loved angels because of an experience she had during my birth. But these shadows were annoying to her. I started wondering if it was a shadow of what was to come, a shadow of death, if you will. I miss my mom so much, but these shadows have been haunting the back of my mind ever since her passing. Thanks for listening to my ramblings, Jessica. So I thought she was going to make some kind of connection between the voices she heard and the shadows her mom was seeing. But the shadows actually, since it was so close to her mom's passing, the shadows might have been problems she was having with her eyesight. It might not have been anything paranormal at all.
That's true.
Because I was hearing this, I was talking to someone who's a dementia specialist, this friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And so when people go in dementia, they lose the peripheral vision and then they kind of lose the vision until they basically can only see what's directly in front of them. So if you approach somebody with dementia, tap them on the shoulder, or if they can still hear, I mean, don't tap them on the shoulder, that might scare them, but kind of go right directly in front of them so they can see you. And
because if you're on the side, they may
not. They can't see you. So I wonder, you know, since she was so close to dying that, you know, her body shutting down and her eyesight was kind of going.
That's definitely possible.
But, you know, I do think it's weird when she was in her room and she was hearing all those voices. You know.
I've had that happen.
But it's interesting because everybody, you know, seemed to have an experience with this little girl.
Yeah.
So maybe there was more going on in the house, but I definitely think the presence of a little girl.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I am very sorry about Jessica's mom. That's tough. That's so hard. You know.
But I'm kind of with the aunt at the same time that maybe they were angels. But I do think if they were angels, possibly. We've also had those stories where it's like, you know, somebody seeing something or someone they know and they're more excited, not annoyed by it. So maybe if she thinks of it like it could have just been her eyesight going, I just don't want her to be left with, oh, my mom was really annoyed at the end
of
her life.
I've had like migraines. Well, more than one time, but I've had migraines and I'll have something that is in my vision and I just find it super annoying. And I, you know, I felt like the mom was annoyed more than scared. Did you?
At the end, yes.
Yeah.
And she just wanted to go home.
Yeah. And so that's why I'm thinking, I don't think it was anything scary because she didn't seem scared. She seemed just more annoyed. And, you know, it would seem to me like anything helpful or angels or something wouldn't necessarily annoy you.
I agree.
I'm kind of with you that maybe there was something in her vision that was bothering her.
Because I do think you would lose your peripheral vision first, and it might be kind of coming in and out a little bit. So it would be perceived as shadows. But I definitely think they had a girl ghost in their house.
Oh, I definitely think so, too.
Because everybody seemed to have some kind of experience with it, including their mom.
Yeah, and I love the mom just shutting the door to the closet. You know, no questions asked. We just shut the closet door at night. I kind of get it. Like, there's certain, you know, you're either a person that wants it open for some reason, or you definitely want it shut for some reason. But, you know, we kind of all have our preferences, how we're going to be more comfortable at night. But I'm telling you, it wouldn't take very many times for the girl to want to play to me to keep that door shut.
Oh, my God. I mean, one night.
If I keep this door shut, will you stay out? Yeah. Okay. That's that. What we do.
Well, share those real ghost stories with us. 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber where you'll get commercial-free shows and advanced episodes and access to the archive. Do it through Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.